Our story begins in Charlie's penthouse, where Hannah and Charlie are talking in the kitchen.
So, what was up with you and Gretchen after my wedding? It seemed like you guys were on the outs for a while.
Just your average lover's quarrel, I guess.
Gretchen is great. Don't blow it, Charlie.
No. I have no intentions on blowing anything, okay? In fact, with my track record, I think I've done a pretty good job of keeping it together for Miss Gretchen.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
She's definitely an upgrade over Adriana Cummings.
Oh, please don't even mention Adriana Cummings to me, all right? Little psycho witch used me and abused me like no other.
You sure have eclectic taste in women. You went from Adriana to Heidi Bradford to Gretchen? At least you got it right this time.
Heidi? That was a joke. Heidi was barely a fling.
It's hard to believe she's now the mother of my nephew's baby. But the two of you were never an item, though, right? Just a few dates?
No, I'm telling you, not even that. We were just acquaintances, nothing more. Really. The most time I ever spent with her was probably last New Year's.
You spent New Year's Eve with Heidi?
Yeah, we ended up at the same party, hung out, had a couple drinks, whatever.
And a few months later, she's getting knocked up by Clint. I want to like her, but for some reason, I don't completely trust her.
No, I don't blame you. She did saddle your little 17-year-old nephew with a kid, didn't she?
Just between us, my sister Connie thinks there's a chance Clint isn't the father of this baby.
What? All right, run this by me again. She thinks Heidi is passing off someone else's kid as Clint? That sounds like something you would see on a As the World Turns or something. Look, why would she do something like that?
I don't know. With everything that's happened, Connie hasn't mentioned this to Clint. She's afraid he won't believe her, and he'll get angry with her about it.
So who could the father be?
Don't ask me. Do you know of anyone who's had sex with Heidi Bradford?
In his office at Manhattan Monthly, Blake is sitting at his desk when Rex walks in.
Blake, how are you doing today? You ran out of here yesterday and I wasn't sure what you were going to do.
Rex, what I found out yesterday is so...
So what?
No, never mind. I really shouldn't say anything.
Blake, whatever this is obviously a big deal. You need someone to talk to about it, I'm sure. You're welcome to bend my ear.
I actually spent the morning talking to Joe Zagas at his office.
Joe Zagas? What Evelyn told you is a police matter? Is she trying to bust out of West Side or something?
No, it's nothing like that. I just don't want to say anything until Joe gives me 100% proof.
I won't press you, but you haven't looked good the past couple of days. Take care of yourself, all right?
Don't worry, Rex. I'll be fine.
At Windsor Academy, Dirk is talking with Clint in his classroom after school.
Mr. Endicott, I'll do all the extra credit you can assign. I know I've missed some classes, but I don't want my grades to slip.
Clint, I understand you've been dealing with some special circumstances lately. I don't want your grades to suffer either.
I appreciate it. It's not easy juggling the baby, work, school, and my family issues.
And I'm sure it's not. The teachers are here for you. And if you're ever feeling overwhelmed, and I can never stress this enough, The guidance counselor is a great person to speak to about it.
Thanks. I'll be all right. I'm just going through a transition phase right now.
Good. I'm glad I can help.
I better get going. I have to meet Heidi and the baby now.
All right. Take care.
Hey, Professor Heartthrob, what's going on, man?
Charlie, are you longing for your high school days again?
No, not exactly. See, you and I need to talk about, Heidi Bradford.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.